Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. 5GMs is happy to present that we are now official ambassadors of Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. If you're unfamiliar, Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. is an eco-conscious TTRPGs accessory business that creates unique and trendsetting products. They're passionate about creating a greener future, and they've partnered with Ecology and proudly donate a portion of their revenue every month to help support initiatives that focus on renewable energy, carbon offset projects, and sustainable practices. What does us being official ambassadors mean for you guys? Well, you can use our new discount code, the number 5GMs, to receive 15% off your first order. I'll repeat that again. That is 5GMS for 15% off your first order. You can use that discount code to order the Ultimate Game Night Backpack, Dice Potions, Dice Goblin Mystery Scoops, a really cool glass water bottle that also can hold your dice or any sort of trinkets on the bottom. They have also apparel. They have t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. And they have mugs, cups, stickers, anything under the sun. Your game nights are about to get a little bit more magical. And thank you to Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. for having us as ambassadors. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with heavy political themes, sudden death, grief, loss of the sense of self, abuse of power, extortion, and the paranormal. Viewer discretion is advised. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Hello everybody, my name is Kim and welcome back to Beyond the Barrier. I'm your GM for the season and let's start on my left.
Hey there, everybody. This is Adam. I'm playing Desideria, and this is my first take for the intro for this episode.
Hey, everyone. It's Tanner. I'm playing Sable Klein. He says as he closes the lyrics to Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I'm Jesse. I'm playing Richard Gravis. And he is probably going to make a pact with a demon.
Richard Gravis or Richard Gravitas? Great. Hi, I'm Tanlin Morgan. And we're back with you live at 5GMs on a Trench Coat. I'm playing Kyle Brown. Let's go.
And I have to say, we very often bring in off-mic bits to the beginning of episodes. That's, and I think it's special.
Yeah, it's good for me, personally, when I listen to them back.
All right. Where we last left off, you guys made plans with some of these smaller mobs to unionize, question mark, and maybe go challenge some of the big dogs. I think D specifically said to kill Luca, question mark?
No, it doesn't sound like something I would say.
You know, maybe it is. We should roll back the tape.
Wait.
And then you guys spent some time back at D and Kyle's house to figure out a little bit more about the orb and if you could control it. D and Graves did not do that alone, so they had to call in a third party. Nightshade from the Sertorius came over. You guys were able to successfully harnessed this orb. You summoned a ghost, I guess, stole D's earrings and then left because you unsummoned it because you realized Richard would be a ghost. And you guys finally met with everybody. They all seemed to agree. And that's where we are now. We ended on story time. So we start up this episode the next day. What are you all up to right now?
I'm sleeping hard on the couch.
I'm up.
I need to go talk to Miss... I want to mention to you about visiting a vampire because I'm not the best with, like, weird shit. So,
okay.
Yeah, I want to visit that vampire to see if he knows anything about the girl's missing brother before we kick off all this nonsense.
Oh, of course. And, of course, you need my expert detective skills to question him.
Yeah,
so
you just know ghosts better.
So I'll be back in hopefully no less than an hour, and we can go do that.
All right, I'll get freshened up.
I'm wearing an apron and cleaning with a feather duster.
And nothing else?
No, and my slacks, shoes, vest, tie, shirt, obviously.
That's Princess right there.
Yep.
I was sleeping hard on the couch. I think maybe I rouse when Sable's like cleaning something nearby. and goes back to sleep.
Okay. So, you go to the Brunettis. So you walk up, you get let in. Someone is watching you walk up from the warehouse, and you're in.
Howdy.
What you doing here now?
Is there a place you and I can talk? Just us?
Just us? All right. Go this way. She'll take you into her, like, office.
Am I confident that it's just us?
Yeah, it's just you guys.
So look.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a portion of the plan already.
And she'll take it and start flipping through whatever you gave her.
So far, I do kind of want to touch base with you. What are the four groups we have, like the Brunettis, the Camilos, what are they good at? So like, how would I want to split them up?
Yeah, so I said before, the Venturos are good at fighting.
Right.
Very much like Kyle. The Camilos are good at vice dealing, so they would probably have some like insider knowledge. Okay. And also just connections socially. And then the Saratores are good at smuggling and are familiar with occult things. Okay. So that's what you would know. And then the Brunettis are good at social situations, and also they're also fairly good fighters.
Cool. All right, so the Brunettis. So my goal is for the Camillos to get us information about where the bulk of the four groups are staying.
Okay.
And then I want to use the Saratores to smuggle in the Brunettis and the Venturos in order to cause a big outright attack or assault when they finally slip up, because they will slip up.
Okay.
And so pretty much on the heels of them slipping up is when I want to send. So whenever they make a move is when I want everyone to start getting sent in for us to do pretty much a big full-on scale surprise attack.
Yeah.
Then on my end, our end of the plan is us four and Nightshade. And maybe some other small support, just in case, like, this area has people. We're going to go and deal with Luca.
Okay.
And that's laid out there. However, the one thing I need from Miss Brunetti is to be able to leverage the Brunettis as clearly the established group here compared to the rest of them. Like, the most established as... If we can do things one way and have Luca throw one of the other houses under the bus and partner with Luca, that's one thing.
Okay.
But we can't do that without an established house. And I want figurehead control of the Brunettis. And so I've made a suggestion to her before about getting heat off of her, and I'm advising that again. Would you like me to roll consort?
Yeah.
Two seasons.
Okay. I think she kind of looks at this, I don't know if it's like a file or just a bunch of papers or whatever. I think she thumbs through it, and she takes a hot second reading everything, kind of looking at what you have down and then looking at it again. And I think she like neatly stacks them, puts them all together, and says, "Well, you certainly thought this through. I suppose we go with it."
Sounds good. And I reach my hand out. Mm. My handshake.
She's green.
If it all shakes out right, I suppose we'll be seeing each other on the other side.
I suppose so.
Be sure that only the tightest of lips are aware of your whereabouts.
Correct.
And then I leave. And I go find you, like, vampire!
Graves, I know that you had a, you were thinking about tinkering with the orb at all. Did you want to do that before you went to go see the vampire, or?
I mean, while he's gone, I guess I'll glue some arcane shit onto the orb.
Okay. that doesn't sound terrifying at all. Let's do either...
I have a tinkering skill.
I feel like I should oversee that since D's gone.
Yeah, you could do a tinker roll for me.
I'm gonna stress. 5.
Okay. Yeah, so you start tinkering a little bit with this orb. And so a few things happen here. You notice that when you tinker with this orb, it doesn't seem like anything is sticking. However, what you do learn is that it seems like there's... I wouldn't say missing part is the correct phrase for it, but there's something else it seems like this orb goes with. It seems like it's a part of a whole, if that makes sense. It seems like this needs to go into something, and it is made just for that something.
Mm.
So I think that's what you pick up as you're tinkering with this, and you're like, you're finally like having a closer look at it, just by yourself and not with anybody else around. And I think you're taking a look at this, and you're seeing the sort of like, there's like scribblings and like scratches on it that maybe look like runes or some sort of language on it as well. And so I think you're kind of like looking at this fully, finally, and that's what you're picking up.
Mm. We gotta find where this goes, you guys.
Am I back?
Yeah, I think you make your way back as Richard is almost done tinkering with all of that.
When you two have a down moment, can you deliver these to our friends, please? And I'm giving you guys some files. Go ahead and look them over if you'd like.
And once you say that, I'll immediately
I solidified the bulk of them last night.
Just like contract vibe information, like, yeah, plans, so I'll, that I'll sort
let
of
you,
thing?
Yeah, I'll let you guys know it is. So the general contract of it is that everyone's agreeing to abide by these plans. Mm-hmm. We're going to utilize the Camilos to smuggle in Venturos and the Brunettis once they make their move, because whatever move they make, I'm sure they will be focused on that and not focused on the silence on our end. So our goal will be to infiltrate their biggest compound or biggest area where there's the most concentration of them. Once again, that's just the bump. The real plan is us going on over there. And then in the plans, it says that we're just going to assassinate Luca.
Who would you like each of us to give these to? Who would you like us to deliver these to?
I'll let you guys pick that out.
Do you have a preference? Who are you friends with again? Knight?
My boys, Shade, or whatever the Venturos?
And I've already delivered my end to the Brunettis. So. Oh, and also outlines that Nightshade will be coming with us as part of our like strike team.
I can give mine to the Camilos. And do the Saratores, are they on board?
Yeah.
Okay. And I might suggest that Richard delivers these. I'd rather not myself.
Richard and I are going to tend to some quick business. If we have time, we can spin around, or we can send it with my cousin.
We could just both go as a pair and just drop them off along the way, if you're worried about
being
alone.
We're not. I am a cult stuff. Weirds me. It weirds
Sable
out. Yeah, me
too.
Out,
so let's go together,
yeah,
please.
No, yeah,
that's kind of Kyle's vibe.
Yeah.
But he's like saying like, no, but like if you're feeling like weird, like we just pair up, like it'd be fine.
That's fine with me. And he gives you a look of like, thank God. Like, you know, like. Yeah, then maybe we'll just go together if time isn't super of the essence, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Watch each other's backs, the boys, you know,
yeah,
the men together.
Yeah, do things.
So yeah, we'll go around together, Kim,
okay,
delivering these.
Yeah. Who did you want to drop off first?
Venturo, start with your friends, right?
Sure, yeah.
So you head over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they let you in. They know you.
My
like,
boys.
You're back!
Dude, I got some stuff from Big D.
Ah,
Hemilock.
Gotcha. Let me see. And he looks over and looks through the plans like, all right. Looks like we're wrecking shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds exactly what I wanted. Did you want to come by at some point? I know you're thinking about talking.
Yeah. Maybe a little later. We got to drop some more stuff off.
Okay.
And if I make it before curfew, I'm down.
Okay. Sounds good. He's been coming in around lunchtime, so...
Oh, sick. Okay, let's see if we can speed run this then.
As long as we don't... And then he starts coughing. All right.
What's up with that one? Is he okay?
I think he needs you guys got water?
Yeah, of course. You need water? Here, no, hold on.
Fine, I don't need water. Let's
Someone's
go.
Already grabbed water for you.
You can't be rude, dude.
I take it, I like chug it, and then I like slam it down and say, we're going.
All right.
Okay.
See you later, bro.
All right, see you later. Yeah,
slap his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Off we go.
Yep. Who's next?
The Camillos?
Okay. I think this one is more of a like a beat before someone answers. And then they like crack the door and someone's like, hello?
We're here to deliver this, and I hold up the folder. They're from our associate Hemlock. Mm-hmm. If you'd like, we can give them to your superiors directly, or you can give them. It doesn't matter so long as they receive them today.
Sounds good. I'll just take them.
I hand my folder.
Yeah. It's like very weird. It's like just like a hand.
I look down, look up, and then...
Is that all?
We'll be in touch, and then I turn around.
Yeah, sounds good.
And then we skip along to the Sarah Torres.
Okay. Yeah, what time is it by the time we're doing that?
By the time you're doing that, I would say, what time did you, like, leave? Was it like early-ish in the morning, 8, 9?
Yeah, like 8 or 9, because you're always up at like 5.
Yeah, you've been up. You have sort of been up.
Yeah, I woke up and left.
Like. Yeah, exactly. So I'd say it's been like maybe 2-ish hours. It's coming up on like 11, so you still have time.
Okay.
So yeah, you guys go over to the Sarah Torres.
Make this quick.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because these are the occult guys, right?
Yeah, these are the ones that know stuff about the occult. All right, so you head up. And they open the door. Hey!
What does their area look like, Kim? Is it just like a normal warehouse? Like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, they're all just like fairly normal warehouses. I think with the Sarah Torres, it's, you can like feel like just the vibe of...
Smells bad, but in your heart.
Yeah, smells bad, but in your heart. Not quite as bad as what you...
Smells a little funky, but in your
heart. Yeah, a little funky, but not, like, as ancient, I'd say. Mm-hmm. It's still some weird shit, but not quite as weird. So, yeah, you can definitely feel and sense that, but otherwise, it looks just like a fairly normal warehouse.
Okay.
A lot of crates.
Then, yeah, I'll do the same thing as I did with the last one of, like, this folder is from our associate Hemlock. We can either deliver to your superiors directly, or you can hand it to them. It doesn't matter so long as they're ready today.
They're in today. I'll just give it to them. Is there anything else, or is this it?
I look at Kyle, and there isn't, right?
I don't think so. I think that everything is enclosed in the documents for what everyone needs to know.
We'll be in touch.
Sounds good.
Head out.
We gotta get back to my boys. You wanna watch me fight? Let's go.
Long sigh.
Yeah.
I follow anyway.
Yay!
Okay. So, we will cut to Dee and Graves.
Did you figure anything out about the ball?
Yeah, it seems like it's supposed to go into something.
All right. Let's go ahead and take it with us and see if this vampire has any answers.
All right. I hold it up and I've glued a bunch of shit to it.
Oh!
Make it better.
Get all of that off of it.
No, this is part of the process.
I don't think it's helping.
I think it's helping.
Put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag. It doesn't fit.
Oh, my God. Also, do you have anything that's anti-vampire in case this vampire sucks?
No.
That seems great. Let's go.
I, like, get, like, a steak and just, like...
Kyle has holy water in his room somewhere because he, like,
I'm, like, digging through Kyle's room.
Okay, yeah. Find holy water. All right, so yeah, you guys grab what you need and you head off. Dee knows the direction you guys are going because she went that way with Kyle. So you guys head back over that way. And you head up, and it's still the same like feeling of it feels like it takes forever. But you do eventually make it to the top of this very, very large staircase.
Oh God. Whew. Oh, my legs are burning.
Thanks for carrying me.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I'm just
really,
gonna
really appreciated that.
Take 5, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we gotta get up the staircase. Come on. I put my heels back on. Go up the staircase.
So, yeah, you make it up. It's this very, very large door.
Knock.
Oh.
There's like a little knocker that you pull.
Okay, I'll knock on the little knocker.
Yeah. So you knock 3 times, and there's a pause. And the door opens.
Is that normal also?
Well, yeah, that's how doors are supposed to operate.
Did you see someone open it?
Oh. Well, you know, maybe one of those newfangled automaton doors.
I'm going to take a quick pause and point to the fact that you believed I was asking you if a door opening was normal.
Well, that's what happened.
No.
So you're saying the door didn't open.
I was very clearly referencing the fact that the door was opened by nobody.
Exactly. So I was right.
So you're getting bold because Kyle's not around? Don't think I won't have him whoop your ass when we get back.
Fine.
Hello. You just shout. Hello. Hello. Hello.
You know how vampires have to be invited in? Do we have to be invited in to go to a vampire's house?
Do they actually have to be invited in? Is that true?
Sure. Do you enter people's houses without permission?
I think they said you could go in. Go in.
Okay. I walk in.
I walk in mine.
Yeah, you walk in. And it's a very large and grandiose hallway. It's tall. It's like almost sort of cathedral-esque. It's like if a castle was kind of mixed with that. It's very like arched and like vaulted. Just shit up the wazoo. There's just so much like ornate things that decorate this hallway as you head up. There's just these like ornate paintings and like things displayed, their suits of armor, that type of thing, that feels very obviously like gaudy and kind of showy. And yeah, you walk. Hello. You just keep walking.
I'm gonna go for where someone might be. You know?
Yeah. So it's like at the very end of this hallway. It's like you get to it and there's like this, it kind of like splits off. Uh-huh. There's like the left room, the right room, and then there's like a very like large staircase that goes up, and it looks like you can maybe see somebody at the top.
Is there anyone up there? Is there anyone up there? Richard, you should go upstairs.
Okay, I go upstairs.
Oh, you guys are funny. Okay, yeah, you guys go up this staircase, and I think as, like, you... Because it's, like, done in, like, sort of tiers, so, like, you go up, there's, like, a small little, like, floor. Landing. Yeah, landing, and then you go up another, and then uh-huh. There's another landing, and I think right before you get to, like, the last bit, you see a figure standing there.
Mr. Romanov, is it...
You just see, like, this figure looking at you.
Luciano?
What are you doing in my house?
The door opened.
It must have liked you.
The house?
Or the door?
Can houses like people?
I don't see why not.
I'll ask again.
Oh.
What are you doing in my house?
We have a few questions for you. I open up my notepad.
Yes, we have a few questions
for you. Are you pesky reporters? You can just leave if you are.
No. I'm a detective.
He's a detective.
And for?
A little girl.
I'm looking for Noah, average build, average height, average looks.
Why would I know anything?
1,000 years old.
You were around for a while, and I was hoping maybe you've heard some stories.
I see. Why do you want to know?
I'm friends with a ghost girl.
Well, you're already far more interesting than the people who show up.
That's good. And she's looking for her brother.
Who is this? Noah, I'm assuming?
Yes. And they're from the Romano family.
I suppose we should go sit down.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah. Can we have some tea?
Don't ask for stuff.
Oh. I'm sorry.
What kind?
Whatever you got. If you got some green tea, I'd like that. But I'm
not picky. If you're actually getting tea, I would love a breakfast tea. But if you weren't going to get tea to begin with, then I don't want any tea.
Let's just head down, shall we?
Sounds good.
Yeah, you guys go. He leads you into like his giant ass study. It's got one large, like almost comically large chair. There's just a bunch of bookcases. It's all very tall. And there's like a couch and chairs for you guys to sit in.
Thank you.
So you said the Romados. What do you want to know?
I'm curious about Noah and what happened to him and what happened to his sister.
Hmm. What are you going to do with that information?
Hopefully I will be able to let the ghost of his sister know, and go from there. Would you like to meet her?
You have her with you?
Well, maybe we shouldn't.
I can. I've let her possess me before. I'm not a big fan of it.
I'll believe you.
I appreciate that.
For now. And he sits down, and we'll cut over to you two.
What will you do when the god you're supposed to believe is eternal is murdered right in front of the whole world? What happens when the sun of your planet is broken apart? When your heaven, hell, and your dreams are in danger of oblivion?
Khamsa, please batao ki tum zinda ho. Please kuch batao mujhe.
Sacrifice?
Que no te vean. Que no te vean, que has parado, por favor.
Starring Aziz, Mary Ball, Apollo, and Jack as God Killers.
Asman Meek Lakir.
Voyage.
Absolutamente no.
我们的视角跟随着一颗明亮的流星飞跃在夜空里。
And Aman Arsene Thomas Inspector as Gods. What has fate planned that you dare to ruin? Godkiller Kismet is an 8-part multilingual actual play using the Godkiller RPG Ashcan by Connie Chung. All episodes contain burnt-in subtitles in English, streaming every other Sunday from the 3rd of August, 1 p.m. Eastern Time at Pantsless Tables, followed by video on demand 3 days later only on Aman HK's YouTube channel. We'll see you there, Zealots!
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people, the dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest, familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task, slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress! Lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tales Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week. Are you walking up?
Yeah, on the way over, I'm like, okay, big guy, huge, you know, butcher, off his game. I kind of said something about it. I'm gonna beat his ass today. I need you to watch.
Isn't Butcher the Luca's bodyguard?
Yes.
Does your cousin know about this?
You're good at listening. Right?
Yes.
You're better than the PI.
I think...
I disagree.
I think everybody in the city is better than Richard at the job he claims to have.
I'm gonna beat this guy's ass. You listen to the crowd. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Right?
That's... Ah. It's your plan. As long as,
yeah.
So yeah, you walk over and you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already substantially like... You got to the ring, yeah. It's crowded, especially with who you know is here to be here. And so you walk up and you see, like, Scar overseeing everything. And I think he's, like, looking around and he spots you, like, coming in. It's like, ah!
Baby!
You're here!
Yep.
Perfect.
He's here?
He is right on time.
Perfect. Well, put me in with him.
All right.
What does he look like? How is he looking?
How is he looking at the moment? I think before you step in the ring, you can see he's kind of like pacing. Like, because like usually it's like two sides, right? They're like where you guys like kind of start-ish. And you can see he's like kind of pacing in like his corner. And he looks like agitated and kind of annoyed. Like there's something pent up there by the way he's like acting, because it would be fairly like common knowledge given the status of the Novellis that they're usually fairly well put together and presentable, and usually Butcher is especially that force behind them that is the guy who can fuck you up if you so much as look the wrong way at them, and so I think you're the way that you are, Kyle, and I think the way that you can read people, especially in a fight, that's what you're picking up right now. And so you can do with that what you will.
Okay, I'm not smart. I'm a heavy hitter. That's my thing. I can hunt, though. I do have a little bit of hunt, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm good at fighting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at seeing it. Can I? Because I want to beat this guy. That's my plan. I'm beating this guy. I'm getting in his head. He's the big guy, but he's been off his game. And so I've been out.
Yeah.
I'm coming in. I'm going to beat his ass. You know?
Okay, yeah.
So could I roll a hunt to, like, scope out how I could go about doing that best.
Yeah.
Could I assist? Like, can I also use my hunt to, like, try and check this guy out and then maybe, like, gesture? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
From a distance.
Dude, yeah.
You're my fucking, my coach.
Yeah, dude.
Brother.
Dude,
I dap you up.
Okay.
I got a 5.
I got a bad. I'm going to push myself. I got a worse. I got a 2. Guys.
Okay.
We're doing our best.
Yeah, I think you get closer, and I think you're trying to do this on your way, like, up there to the ring, and I think you're starting to get a wee bit nervous. I think as you get closer, you start to, like, see the scope of just how big this guy is.
I remember when I was first doing this shit, I was like, dude, I can take him, and I got my ass handed to me.
Yeah. You've probably fought him only once, because he doesn't come around that often, and I think you just came in on a night, and because you come here all the time. And then you just came at the right time in which he needed somebody to fight. And then that was the only time you fought him and you got your ass handed to you. And I think you're remembering that and just exactly how much of a monster he is when he fights. So I think that's what you start getting in your own head a little bit. So I don't think you're able to like see or assess or pick out, you know, anything at the moment. You said you got a 5?
Yes, I got a 5.
So I think that what you're able to see is you're seeing it more in a tactical standpoint, and you're also a little farther back, and you don't have to quite contend with the size of this man up close. And you can kind of see that the vibe is that he seems to be very similar to what I told Kyle. He seems to be pent up, and so it's very... The way he's, like, kind of moving, right? It's, like... It's not quite as intentional, and it's a little, like, reckless, almost. It's less about, like, how can I maybe beat this guy up in a, like, tactful and smart way, and more of, I just need to hit something. And so I think that's what you're kind of seeing, and that maybe that if Kyle is smart about this, he might be able to have an upper hand here, because it looks like that he is... Whatever is going on is so just in the front of his mind that he's not really, like, thinking or being smart about it right now. I think that's what you pick up.
Would it be suspicious for me to go up to Kyle and say something?
Kyle is currently on his way up, so if you want, you can catch him before he gets
that
way.
That's what I
want
to do, yeah.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be that suspicious. There's a lot of people around, so you'd be able to do that.
I'm gonna approach Kyle real fast, put a hand on your shoulder, and mutter, something's on his mind, he's distracted. Play defensive, wait for him to make a mistake, and then take advantage. Do not press, don't be aggressive. He's stronger than you are. Don't take that as an insult, but you'll get your ass handed to you if you try to beat him in a one-on-one defensive counter. And then he coughs a bit. Counter, don't, and take advantage. And then he pats you on the shoulder once and then goes to watch.
All right.
And you then make your way up. And I think he has, like, his back turned to you for a second as you come up. And then he turns around and, like, points and is like, it's you.
He points at itself.
I'm going to hand you your ass again.
Likely.
And we'll cut over to Dee and Graves. So you guys are kind of sitting down, mm-hmm. and Luciano is talking to you and is like, so are you talking about Abel's children?
Yes.
Ophelia and Noah.
Ophi? Sorry.
Is that what you call her?
Yes.
Their father got a bit in over his head.
As we tend to do.
And there had been rumors and things of some very, very powerful magics, now ancient. Mm-hmm. That night, there was a pedestal going to be delivered, and so Abel himself went to go see the shipment and see it through, and against, I suppose, his better judgment, to let Noah come with him. Mm-hmm. And what happened was a mess. You humans might also call it a bloodbath. And the deal that Abel had made with his presumed colleagues was off, and there was no holds barred. Turned to a shootout in which there were many casualties. Unfortunately, Noah being one of them. They took the pedestal and they needed to finish, what they were intending to do with it. And that's as far as I know.
So we need to put the ball on the pedestal.
We need to find the pedestal. Would you happen to have any information on where said magical artifact is?
What do you plan to do with it?
Truthfully, I plan. Do I know if he has any like affiliation anywhere, or if he's just a fucking old vampire?
He's just a fucking old loner on a hill.
Well, given that I figure you're relatively unaffiliated, and given your age, I figure you'll remain that way. I, along with a handful of other individuals, intend to dethrone some of the big houses. In doing that, I may use the item itself, and then, with the answers I've been given, free any souls that may be trapped within them.
I'm unsure where the pedestal landed after all was said and done. If I had to guess, it would be somewhere as ancient as the time itself.
That's cryptic. Would I know somewhere as ancient as the time itself?
You visited it.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me know if you ever need a job done or a cat attempted to be found.
I will not.
Well, I'll leave my business card anyway. I'll just leave it on the table.
I do not want it.
He's debatably human.
I still do not want it.
Yeah, I'll pick that up. I'll pick it up and pocket it. I'm like, let's get out of here.
Okay. You know who to call if you lose your cat.
I will not, and I don't have a cat.
You should get one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I consort to gather information for our score?
Sure.
And a 5.
All right, what are you looking for?
I want layouts of all of the bases.
Okay.
And possible, I figure, because I know that it would make sense, at least in my mind, that they would keep a really good track of their resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want layouts, and then if I can also get inventory.
Inventory? Okay. I say with a 5, you're not able to get perfect layouts.
Right.
I think you get plans that are kind of old, but you get like just a relative layout of each of the bases.
And then I'm going to deliver the information I get to, I'm going to send it out to like couriers or something to each group that we're working with. So okay. They have relative layouts.
Yeah. And inventory wise, I would say that the Fabians and the Malonies would have, I think, the heaviest inventory, given the Malonies are the assassins and the Fabians are well-known thieves. The only thing you're not able to get a perfect inventory for is for the Ludanos, because they are the cult one and have a lot of weird, mysterious shit, so there's no, like, perfect accounted record for everything that they have. And yeah, I think that's what you're able to get from your consort.
Yeah, I deliver all the information to everybody.
Sounds good. We'll cut back to Kyle and Sable. All right. How do you want to start this?
Let him come to me.
Okay. Yeah. I think as soon as everything gets set up and you guys are ready to fight, he comes at you.
I'm looking for openings.
Yeah.
I'm expecting him to just start swinging wildly.
Yeah.
Just based off of what I was told and how he looks.
And that's what he does. Do you want to give me a attribute roll just to see how well you defend and that sort of thing?
Wreck is my highest. I think I know how he would try and wreck something.
Yeah.
And so reverse engineer technology. Yeah. Okay, so a 4?
Yeah. So you're able to sort of see, you're not able to perfectly like catch exactly how he's fighting because it's kind of sporadic and it's kind of weird. But you are able to see as he is like throwing punches, he's leaving his like side open, and he's not seeming to like guard it at all. So you would have to assume that if when you do punch back, you can go for that.
Good.
Yeah. So what would you like to do?
I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
I saw it. Princess told me what to do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit it as hard as I can. A 6.
Nice. So with that, you're able to like see a perfect opening as he's like, he's not really going back into like a stance or anything. Mm-hmm. He's looking like he's trying to get his next hit in. And I think as that happens, you see like him throw like a right hook and you see like entire side is left open. So you just go in and you lay like a really nasty like blow there. And I think even with that blow, given his like stature and things, he like stumbles back a little bit. I think you see him go, all right.
Where's your head at? Instantly my ego. I hit him. That's all I was worried about.
Absolutely. And I think as soon as you say that, he like goes back in for another hit. Give me another roll, another rec roll to see if you can defend it, how well you can defend against this. Dude.
Cease.
Reading him like an open book right now. Dude. You're able to like see where he's like just throwing haymakers and just dodge out of the way. Just like kind of embarrassingly. Like, whoop, sidestep, just be like,
you're slow.
No, I'm not. And then he goes for another one. What do you want to do?
I got to hit him. That's this whole thing.
Yeah. Give me another hit.
I'm scared. Oh, dude, another 6.
Nice. I say with that roll, because you got a 6 and 2 5s, so that's a fairly good roll overall. I say with this one, he's not like necessarily guarding his like front portion of his body. You're able to just kind of like land one square in the chest and almost knock him on his ass, and he kind of like stumbles and stutter steps like back and like is like trying to catch his footing. Pretty much he's able to like just barely stop himself and like try to hold his ground a little bit, and he's just like, I'm gonna get you. And he lunges at you. Give me another rec roll to see if you can able to hunker down.
A 5.
Okay. Yeah, I think just barely you're able to like catch where he's going and just like are able to like kind of eat that one.
Yeah.
He's coming at you full force. What do you want to do?
I only know how to hit people.
Yeah. And I think with that too, you're starting to see he's starting to get gassed.
That fast?
Damn. He's coming at you with a lot of heat.
That's crazy. Well, you know, I can push myself. I'll push myself once, see what happens.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's not as good as I need it to be, well, then it's a 4, you know?
Okay. I think with this one, I think he just is able to, like, you're kind of, like, starting to get in your head. And he lays, like, one punch into you, but it's not as nearly as bad as you remember it getting your ass handed to you last time. So you were able to take that one, but you are able to gauge that maybe don't have that happen too many times.
Oh yeah. Well, I didn't want to get hit once.
Well,
more. Yeah. I just gotta know. 6.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I think you're able to get one like really good hit into like just like square in the side of the face, and I think he's like, you don't necessarily knock him on his ass, but I think he's like holding his nose, and it's like kind of bleeding a little bit because you laid a fucking good one.
Good, because if I beat his ass, he can't resolve his stress. That's not what Kyle clued onto in the beginning. He was just like, I just gotta make it happen, dude.
And I think he is going to try and like just kind of go for your midsection.
He's a lot of man.
So if you want to give me a little rec.
A 5.
Okay,
a 5.
Yeah. You're able to take that one as well. Not like it's not as bad as like the last one. That one seemed to have like hurt just a little bit. Like there's definitely gonna be a bruise, but you're not knocked on your ass, which is a good thing.
Yeah. I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. I wanted to try my new effect, which is called Not to be Trifled With.
Okay.
And I can push myself to do... Perform a feat of physical force that verges on superhuman. Or engage a small gang, but I mean, I don't think he counts as a small gang. He's a guy.
He might.
He's a big ass guy.
He's like 7 foot.
Yeah, he's huge. Visually, if you're familiar with Kingpin.
Oh, yeah, since he's in close with me.
He's like trying to take you down right now, holding on to your midsection.
I want to like flip it on him, you know?
Okay, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like,
oh, you're trying to get, I'm going to get your ass now.
Yeah. Do it.
So I think I have to push myself, but just using stress, right?
Yeah. Nice.
Finally.
So I think what happens right now is that he's kind of trying to take you down by just like purely forcing you like through your midsection. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and in this moment, he's like holding on to you. And I think what happens is that you take your like right arm and you bring it down on him, mm-hmm. kind of like pushing him down onto a knee. And then you kind of just like push yourself into him and kind of knock him on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Because he may be built like a wall, but you're a freight train right now.
Hey, yo.
And so I think that you're able to like knock him down and out on his ass. And yeah. You got him. What would you like to do now?
Shit. Like breathing so heavy, just
like your nose is bleeding a little bit.
To my dude.
I like nod. I look a little surprised. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, I raise an arm.
Yeah, and the fucking ring goes wild. It's like, yeah, Kyle. And then someone comes over, mm-hmm. like fans
scoops him.
Him down, just like. You know, make sure that he's at least physically okay. He will be. Yeah. And you did it. You fucking get a solid amount of coin from that.
I think I'm like, yeah. And I run out into a crowd and I'm like, possess. Saber. Taper. I got hit really hard in the head, dude. Did you find out anything from the crowd? Because that was
him. I forgot to look the whole time. I was too like, I was like, is Chandler gonna die? Yeah. Like, is Chandler dead now?
If you get punched hard enough in the face, you will die.
Yeah, my nose is crooked right now.
But Kim, that's bad. Kim Sable's not stupid like Tanner is. So could I roll retroactively to see if I saw anything?
I'll let you.
Five.
No, yeah. So I think you see just kind of like some, as this fight was going on, some like whispers and things happening amongst the crowd. And it looks like some of the like bigger dudes, it looks like they would be like similar-esque bodyguards, maybe for some of the other like houses and that sort of thing. Because, you know, he doesn't come alone. Those whispers were going on, and I think certain things that you catch up was like, oh, yeah, he's been really in his head. Yeah, the things that they're doing. Yeah, Luca's really going off, like, off book. And I think you're kind of picking that sort of stuff up, and it's like, I think one of the things you hear before Kyle knocks Butcher out is like, yeah, it doesn't seem like this is something that what Luca's doing isn't something that Butcher necessarily agrees with, but he's doing it anyway. And then Kyle knocks Butcher out, and then the crowd goes crazy, and then you aren't able to pick anything else up.
Okay. I say yes, but we'll talk about it when we get back to your...
Cow story. I think I'm concussed.
Concussed.
Let's get you back home. And I grab your shoulders and, like, usher you out of the building.
Fucking wop.
Yeah. Because you did so well, I'll also let you relieve that stress, because that is technically your vice as well.
All of it or just a little bit of it?
I'll let you do all of it. You rolled fairly well during that whole fight. After the crowd lets Kyle go, because you're kind of, like, getting, like, almost, like, crowd surf.
So many
quite,
kisses
yeah.
on the mouth.
So many kisses on the mouth.
I'm gonna get sick.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta stop.
You're able to finally...
Me and my boys.
as you finally are able to break free from the crowd and you guys start, like, walking out, I think you guys get home. And so you guys are already there, and I think you guys arrive. And as you are opening the door, you hear another alert from the radio. It's the same sort of, and you pretty much hear it's like lockdown initiated, and you hear like through the radio that the mayor has been taken and that you're all stuck in your houses.
I'm gonna go to the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pick it up and call just one of like who what group would we like would make sense for me to have designated as like the runners, like to like tell everybody that it's time
the
to go.
The runners, it'd probably be the Sertorius. Okay,
so I call one of the Sertorius up.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Violate curfew, and then I just hang up.
And that's where we're gonna end this episode.
All right, thanks for listening.
Sign us out again, Tanlin.
No, make Tanner do it.
Dude,
this
Jesse,
time.
Dude, Jesse, sign us out.
Hey,
come on,
guys. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Okay, you're doing good.
Follow us on our socials,
which are
at GM Official. 5GM Official.
Follow us on all our accounts, 5GMs Official on X and Blue Sky, and 5GMs in a Trench Coat everywhere else. You can also go ahead and follow us wherever you follow your podcast. Listen to us, love us, like us, download us, share us. Send us to your grandmas. Grandmas love us. Leave comments. We love little comments. If you want to support us on these long, long recording days, you can go ahead and donate a little bit of money at our Ko-Fi. Beyond that, if you really, really like what's going on here, you can go ahead and check out the rest of us on a bunch of other stuff.
Hi, it's me, Tanlin, as mentioned earlier. Gremlin Frog Art on everything. FROGGART.
Jesse.
I got to pee so bad. Let's not do the bit.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
We don't care about my kids, it's fine.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks so much, and catch you in the next episode.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.